is the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I believe that we all were blessed already.
Amen.
If we come with the right attitude and with the respect towards God's holy word, He will speak to us and we shall receive His word by divine revelation. In our time, the written word has become the revealed word, the living word, and God has done such a great work among all the nations with the elect. From my side, I wish to especially refer to our few brothers who came from Germany to these meetings. We all know Brother Jean Lambert. He translates from German into French. On every last Sunday in a month, he comes to Zurich to translate, and on every first weekend, he comes to Krefeld to translate. Altogether, we now have 15 translators. When I speak in German, they translate in 15 different languages, and all over the earth, God's people can hear the original promised word of God for this day. Then I'd like to also refer to our beloved brother, Paul Boyer. Where are you? Stand up. God bless you. Originally from Ghana, but living in Germany. Then we have our beloved brother Thomas Schmidt. Where are you? Just stand up. God bless you. God. He was one to visit Jeffersonville to meet Fred Sutman, who was present when the Lord gave the answer through Brother Branham about the divine call. Then we have a very special brother, and God may bless you mightily, our brother Arpin Mulai. Where are you? Stand up, that everybody will see you. Can you imagine a Muslim, a Kosovo Muslim, receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as his personal Savior, receiving the divine revelation of God's holy word for this day and time. So may all who have come to be here today be blessed also, brothers, from Atlanta and from anywhere and everywhere. May this day bring fruit for all of eternity. As you know, 55 years ago, I was a young man, but by the grace of God, I look back to the 55 years in the ministry all over the earth, and not only traveling, but having all the TV programs and radio programs in different countries and languages, just serving God's people, sharing the promised word of God for this day. And all that have an ear to hear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. And our beloved brother read from Matthew 25. Did you all pay attention? to what he read, all had lamps, the wise and the foolish. But the wise took a container with oil with them to refill, their lamps, and the foolish did not. And here is the mystery. By the grace of God, the oil always represents the Holy Spirit. So by the grace of God, we did not stop anywhere. The Spirit of God was leading us through all these years, deeper and deeper into the Word of God, to understand everything by divine revelation, not only by the letter, the letter killeth, but the Spirit brings life. So you make sure that you not only have your lamps with you, but the oil to refill, and let every service be the moment when you can refill your lamps and continue to follow the Lord in the light of his holy and precious word. As you understand, we have a very, very great responsibility, and I personally believe it's the greatest responsibility in the kingdom of God that ever existed on the face of the earth. All men of God were great men of God. Like Abraham, the Lord spoke to him mouth to ears, visiting him, talking to him personally, and giving promises. Moses was a great man of God, as we all understand. God made the promise after 400 years, I will bring my people out of bondage. And when the time had come, Exodus chapter 3 and 4, the Lord appeared to Moses with a message, let my people go, And on May the 7th, 1946, when the angel of the Lord visited Brother Branham, these words were said, as Moses was given two signs are given to you as a confirmation to your divine ministry. So we understand there was a very, very great responsibility to those who bring the message at the right time. But as Brother Branham was told, don't make this trip to Switzerland, but return to Jeffersonville and store in the food. And he saw somebody carrying all the vegetables and bringing them into the storehouse. But the storehouse is not yet the prepared table. The storehouse has the meat. And then there must be somebody to take the stored meat and put it on the table and let the people eat. So by the grace of God, all the prophets of the Old Testament, all the apostles of the New Testament, they stored in the food, the word promised for this day. But now we take that promised word and put it on the table before God's people to partake, of the promises directly. And as we were told, the message would forerun the second coming of Christ. And what did John the Baptist, who forerun the first coming of Christ, say? I baptize you with water, and he that comes after me, he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. And on the day of Pentecost, there were 3,000 gathered, and they received the word of God. In the first sermon, in the first meeting, 3,000 were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ on the day of Pentecost and received the Holy Spirit. Beloved brothers and sisters, in the same way, those who believe the promised word for this day have the same promise. Our beloved Brother Branham baptized in water, and we all referred to it last night at his first baptismal service when the supernatural cloud came down and the divine commission was given. What was it? The message will forerun the second coming of Christ. And those who now believe the message will receive the final outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Amen. They shall receive the latter rain. Amen. And the latter rain will be more powerful than the former rain was. And we shall receive a double portion. Amen. Now is calling out time, preparation time, and we all understand that God himself watches over his word to fulfill what he promised. But it's our privilege, I don't say duty, I say our privilege, to believe the promises of God. And because we believe the promises of God, we don't look on ourselves, not about circumstances. We do as Abraham did. He looked upon him who gave the promise, knowing he promised, and he has taken responsibility to fulfill whatever he promised. So it is with us. Absolutely sure that all the promises of God, and let me read it to you. The light is a little insufficient, but everybody knows 2 Corinthians chapter 1, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, where the Holy Scripture here says in verse 20 to 22. Is there a brother who can come and read these three verses? Are you here, beloved brother? Yes, just read these three verses. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, 21, and 22.
2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, it reads,
yes.
For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen. Unto the glory of God by us. But now, 21, now, he which establishes us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God, who hath also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. 23.
In the German Bible, it says, who sealed us. Who sealed us by his Holy Spirit. Thank you, beloved brother. Yes, all the promises of God are yea and amen. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And according to Galatians chapter 4, verse 28, we are children of the promise, believing the word of promise, and seeing the word of promise being fulfilled by the grace of Almighty God. Take these scriptures to heart. Just believe it with all that is within you. Because God watches over you, over his word that you have received, and he shall confirm his word with all of us. Now we who believe the promises and have received the Holy Spirit, God has put his seal upon us. So as certain as our Lord and Savior died for us and shed his blood, and his last words were at the cross, it is finished. It is finished. The work of redemption is finished. The price is paid. Your sins are forgiven. You are reconciled with God. Just receive it. Believe it. And then go to Romans chapter 8. Those he called, he justified. Amen. And amen. Those amen. He justified, he sanctified. Amen. God doesn't do half of his work. He does the work complete. Amen. Complete. And hallelujah. In our time, we experience all these great blessings of Almighty God. And I tell you the truth. Everything connected to the plan of God, to the plan of salvation, is a reality. The salvation of our soul is a reality. The total forgiveness of our sins, and as Brother Branham said, we are placed before God as though we had never sinned. No, totally justified by believing in the shed blood on the cross of Calvary, being redeemed and brought back to God as people who are children, sons, and daughters of Almighty God. And then, as we read, we are children of promise, believing the word of promise. Amen. Beloved, as certain as you believe that God has sent his servant and prophet, according to Malachi chapter 4, I will send Elijah the prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. 2,000 years ago, the day of grace, the day of salvation started. But before this day of salvation ends, before the great day of the Lord comes, before sun turns into darkness, before moon turns into blood, before the stars fall from heaven, God promised, I will send you someone like Elijah before that great day comes. Beloved, our Lord repeated the promise in Matthew 17, in Mark chapter 9, in Luke chapter 9, confirming the promised word from the Old Testament. I just love how Old and New Testament join in harmony together. And when John the Baptist in John chapter 1 was asked, "Are you the Messiah?" he said, "No, I'm not. Are you that prophet Moses spoke about? I will send you a prophet like unto me." No, he said, "I'm not." And the third question was, "Are you Elijah?" And the man of God said, "I am not." And the question was, "Who are you then? If you're not the Messiah, not the prophet, not Elijah, who are you? Who are you, man of God?" And in verse 23, John gave the answer, "I'm the voice of him that cries in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight a way for our God." Excuse me. And if you go to Mark chapter 1, the two promises from the Old Testament are there in Mark chapter 1. The voice crying in the wilderness in Malachi chapter 3. "I will send my messenger before my face to prepare my way." And beloved, no messenger prepares his own way. Every true messenger prepares the way of the Lord. And as we always say, he doesn't connect the people to himself, but brings the people in fellowship with God. So it has happened in our time that we do have two different groups. Some say only the prophet said, and the others say, the Lord said, the scripture says. So by the grace of God, we understand this is the most important time. And please remember, John chapter 8. "He that is of God hears the words of God." That's very important. And I'd like to read to you today from 1 John. From 1 John chapter 4. To have you understand according to the scripture how the Holy Spirit is working with us who believe every word of God. John, 1 John, chapter 4, I just read the first part of verse 4. "Ye are of God, children. Ye are of God." And then in verse 6 we read, "We are of God." You can read the whole verses. Here we have something we must pay attention to before actually reading verse 4 and 6. We should read verse 1. To understand why the man of God said, "Ye are of God." Why the man of God said, "We are of God, and they that are of God hear us." Because of the many different teachings, the different teachings existed already in the days of the apostles. And even the Apostle Peter in 2 Peter chapter 3 had to say that many misunderstand what Paul has written in his letters. Beloved, I'm totally against misinterpretations. I'm totally against misunderstandings. I believe that the true children of God are led by the Holy Spirit. And as we read in Matthew 25, we refill our lamps, we refill our lamps, and the Holy Spirit is leading us into all the truth. Just to give you one or two examples, and I say this with a broken heart, but because of the responsibility before God. When I look into the past, how many different teachings have come up, and everybody of those directions would say, I believe the message, I believe the prophet. But what do they believe? Some believed that 1977 would be the end. Some believe the Lord has already left the mercy seat, and the mercy seat has become judgment seat. Some believe Revelation 10 has already been fulfilled, and the angel of the covenant has already come to earth. No, and no, and no, and no. No, these things shall happen when the time comes. Now we're waiting for the return of Christ, for the second coming of Christ. And to know about the second coming of Christ, you must read Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28. You must read 1 John chapter 2, verse 28 and 29. You must read the places in the Word of God which speak about the second coming of Christ and what would take place when our Lord returns and takes the bride into glory for the marriage supper of the Lamb. Before Revelation 10 can be fulfilled, and I say this in love, but I have to say it in the name of the Lord. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 1, there are two promises. I will send my messenger before my face to prepare my way before me. And if you go to Matthew chapter 11, our Lord confirmed that part of Malachi 3, verse 1, being part of the ministry of John the Baptist. But the second part in Malachi 3, verse 1 says, and the angel of the Lord will suddenly come to his holy temple. That second part was never mentioned in the New Testament, but it will take place when the time comes, and the two witnesses in Revelation 11 will have had their ministry, and the 144,000 will be sealed, and the temple is being rebuilt, and the measurements have taken place in the temple. And then only after this, in Revelation 11, verse 15, our Lord returns, and the kingdom of God, the millennial reign, is being announced. So everything in the right place. When our Lord comes down as the angel of the covenant, not as bridegroom, not the Son of Man, as angel of the covenant. Respect the word of God and believe the word of God and place it where it should be and where it actually is. Even going to the details, just to mention this one point, in Revelation chapter 10, it says that the angel of the covenant will swear that time shall be no more. So you have to go to Daniel chapter 12, verse 7, when the angel raises both hands and swears by him that lives forever and ever that there shall be a time, times, and a dividing of time. That from the moment our Lord comes down as the angel of the covenant, and in the Old Testament he could raise both hands. In the New Testament he had in one hand the open book, and raised the other hand towards heaven. And then the seven thunders will utter their voices. Not seven great men. I hate those wrong teachings. Wrong teachings have brought division, division, division. And people follow a man instead of Christ, instead of the word of God. So by the grace of God and through the leading of the Holy Spirit, we could place all things where they should be according to the plan of salvation. So, beloved, take it to your heart. This is God's time for the true virgins, for the wise virgin. And, beloved, I don't speak of myself. I did not call myself. I did not give me a commission. I was the one who did not expect, who never prayed for it, who never knew that it could or would happen. But I was there when it happened, and the actual all commanding and penetrating voice of the Lord said these words, "My servant, your time for this city will soon be over. I will send you to other cities to preach my word." The next moment, I was on the carpet. Beloved, you know a divine call. There's a purpose connected. And when Brother Branham said, "Wait with the giving out of the food until you have received the rest of the food," you know what it means. To be a direct part of the plan of salvation at this time. And as I said at the beginning, all the men of God, all the apostles, had the responsibility to share the promises with us in the Word of God. But now is our time. And all these brothers who are sitting on the platform and maybe in the congregation, it's our responsibility, the same responsibility that the prophets and the apostles and Brother Branham had. We have today to share the true word of God with God's people all over the earth and give the last call to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And we say again, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say. And the Spirit will always speak the word, because the Spirit was upon the prophets, upon the apostles and upon Brother Branham to share the word with us. But now, beloved, what the Apostle Peter, what the Apostle John, James, what the apostles said and wrote, and Brother Branham, we have to put harmoniously together. And as I said last night, who am I? I'm not worthy to lose Brother Branham's shoes. His ministry, never a man of God had the same ministry that he had. But I'm not correcting the prophet. I'm just putting correctly what the prophet said into the divine order of the Holy Scripture to let God's people know that he has a plan of salvation, and there is a divine order in the church of the living God, a divine order in the bride of Jesus Christ. And therefore, we shall never expect or accept an interpretation, no, not for nothing. And if somebody sends me a telegram or an email, I like to discuss with you, but then he makes the statement, but only upon the statements Brother Branham made. But my discussion cannot be like this. I have to open the Bible. I have to open the Bible. And I say this again, these men of God, and especially Brother Branham, had such a responsibility to share the original, true Word of God. And beloved, through his ministry, the evangelistic part, the teaching part, the prophetic part, all were taken care of, like the evangelistic meetings Brother Branham had. Beloved, there was no one on earth ever having such meetings. Even here in London, the man of God, on his way to Finland, stopped and prayed for the late King George. And a lady from South Africa by the name of Nightingale was flown into London. He was only skin and bones, and the prophet of God received a divine revelation and could say, thus says the Lord, you are healed. I saw both pictures, as she was before, skin and bones, and then after the Lord healed her. So God has used Brother Branham in an outstanding way in the teaching ministry, in the apostolic ministry, in the prophetic ministry, evangelistic ministry. But now we summarize all these things, and the Lord has ordained his servants at this time to find their place in the kingdom of God in all the different countries, to share the same spiritual food, to stay in balance with the message of the hour, with the Old and New Testament harmoniously, so that every one of these brothers can preach at any pulpit, wherever it might be. And nobody needs to fear that something will be said that is not right. Why? Because we're all under the same anointing of the Holy Spirit. We all respect the same Word of God. And When the Lord so decided that I should be in contact with the prophet for 10 years and store in the food, and if the Lord so decided in the city of Edmonton on that 19th September 1976, beloved, as you hear my voice, as you hear my voice, I dressed already, sun was shining into the room, and I was just about to reach over to take my Bible, as I read my Bible every morning. I was just ready to read the Bible and then to pray. And as you hear my voice now, my servant, I ordained you according to Matthew 24, verses 45 to 47. I say this with the open Bible in the presence of Almighty God. Even the verses, verse 45 to 47, were mentioned by the audible voice of the Lord. So, by the grace of God, I was able to give out the spiritual food that was put in store, because after Brother Branham had gone to glory, it was all over. And after the burial, all brothers had left disappointed, because it was Easter Sunday. It was Easter Sunday, 1966, April the 11th. And when I came to the funeral, the brother who shook hands with all the guests, he said, "Who are you?" I said, "Brother Frank, come from Germany." And then his words were, "You know, we're here not for the funeral, we're here for the resurrection. It's Easter, it's Easter," he emphasized. I didn't know precisely what he meant, but they were singing for 2 hours, "Only Believe, Only Believe." And on the wings of a snow-white dove, I did not sing. I was weeping and I was praying. I never wept as much in a whole year as I wept on that day, talking to the Lord. How can the bride be prepared without this ministry? But as I mentioned yesterday, when I returned to the hotel room, the peace of God entered my soul, and it spoke in my heart, not in my ear. It spoke in my heart, "Now your time has come to give out the food that was stored in, to go from city to preach the word of God." So I've done my part. I've done my part in all the over 50 years. And by the grace of God, all my brethren, all the brothers who are responsible for India or for Pakistan or for different countries, and whoever worldwide, all brothers share the same divine revelation, share the same message, preach only what they can preach from the Word of God. Everything pertaining to Brother Branham's ministry, be it third pole, tent ministry, and whatever, seven thunders, whatever, it was part of his ministry. Leave it to be part of his ministry. You have part in the ministry ordained for this day, to gather God's people to hear God's words. That is the actual command of the hour. Gather my people unto me to hear my words. Brother Branham is responsible for the commission and for the ministry the Lord gave to him. And only after his ministry was finished, the Lord took him to glory, and our time had come. And now we look back to all these years, and beloved, I have to say this over and again. We're not only in the end time, we're at the end of the end time. The coming of the Lord, the promised return of John 14, I go to prepare the place, and I will return to take you to be where I am. And even those who claim the Lord has already come, I say this all over the world, as long as we are on earth, he has not yet come. Because when he comes, we go. When he comes, we go. So never receive a wrong teaching. Never receive a wrong doctrine. Just receive the word of God as we referred to John chapter 8. They that are of God hear God's words. And also here in 1 John, as we read in chapter 4, ye are of God. Why? Because you hear the word of God. No interpretation. I challenge you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember what was read at the beginning. Don't be foolish. Just sing the bridegroom comes and you have your lamp. Where is the oil? To refill, to refill, to refill. During all these times that have passed, how many times did I need a refilling, a refilling? And the Holy Spirit leads us into all of God's holy word. Our Lord said, when the Holy Spirit has come, he will guide you into all the truth. So let us say, in summarizing what we have to share with you today, this is the most important time in the history of mankind, the most important time for the Church of the Living God, the most important time for the Bride of Christ, which is coming out of the Laodicean of the last church age, with the promise to the overcomers. You have to overcome all the other things. Stay in the Word of God. And why? Because the Holy Scripture says in Revelation, they overcame by the word of their testimony and by the blood. The word must be your testimony, and your testimony must be the word of God. No interpretation, no explanation. And if you're under the blood, the word of God will be your testimony. And in Revelation, we read that we have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Beloved brothers and sisters, do you recognize what it means to have found grace before God? Do you realize what it means to be chosen from before the foundation of the world? Do you realize what it means at this time to recognize the promised word for this day? To recognize what God is doing right now? Don't sleep anymore. Wake up. Thank the Lord for the message of the hour. Thank the Lord for divine revelation. Thank the Lord to be part of what God is doing right now. I know the Lord is coming soon. And as we read, they that were ready went into the marriage and the door was closed. As I said last night, my prayer was that whoever would hear the words of God from my mouth and believe God and believe every word, I shall see them again in glory. So I will see you in glory. It's absolute. Because you believe the promised word of God for this day, it's a direct sign for you. And you can rest assured in the name of Jesus Christ that you're part of the bride, that you're part of what God is doing right now. And together we shall see our Lord when he returns, and the dead in Christ will rise first, because he comes with a command, with a message. But please make a distinction between Matthew 25, behold the bridegroom cometh, and then all slept and all woke up. That's one thing. But 1 Thessalonians 4 is only in connection with a direct descending and coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he descends, there goes on that shout. And it's like a military command. It's a word of a command. And the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we who are alive shall be changed, and together we shall be taken up to meet the Lord in the air, and forever we shall be with him. And after the marriage supper, we shall return with him according to Revelation 19 and have the millennial reign with him. Beloved, tell me, what more could the Lord do? The Lord has done everything. He sent his servant and prophets with a divine confirmed ministry, with the last message to call out, to separate, ye my people, come out. And we do believe that message. And that shows that you are chosen, that you're ordained to eternal life. Just like the Lamb was ordained from before the foundation of the world to die for us. And our names, the names of the bride, were written into the Lamb's book of life before the foundation of the world. Imagine. Do you try to understand by faith what God has done for you, for me, for all of us? Not only generally believe, like all denominations claim to believe, but to believe God, to believe the promised word for this day, to have part in what God is doing right now. And beloved, I say again, it's the grace of God that we may understand everything by divine revelation through the power of the Holy Spirit. And the same Holy Spirit that was upon the prophets, upon the apostles. And beloved, one more statement. If we read what the apostles were writing, it seems it was written yesterday. It fits so perfect. It fits so perfect into our time, into our life, into what God is doing right now. The written word has become the living word, the revealed word. And please, may this day be the day the Lord has made for all of us. If you believe with all your heart the promise for this day, say amen.
Amen.
If you believe that God has sent his prophet and messenger according to Malachi chapter 4, Matthew 17, Mark 9, and Luke 9, say amen.
Amen.
If you believe that the message of the true word of God as a last call before the return of Christ is going on right now, say amen.
Amen.
If you believe that you're part of the bride of Christ, say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of
amen.
God. Let us stand for prayer. Let us stand for prayer. Oh God.
Amen. Amen.
Beloved, whatever might be in your life, we're still on earth.
Yes.
We have young people here.
Yes.
We have married people here.
Yes.
We have families here. We have elderly people here. And all goes through some trials and temptations. Beloved, may this be the day that you look away from all, and look up to Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, and be sure in your heart that whatever God permits to happen in your life, it will bring you closer to God. It will bring you closer to God. Let us never murmur and never complain, but just thank the Lord for the grace. Thank the Lord for the blood that was shed, for the word that was revealed. And as we read in 2 Corinthians, Chapter 1, we believe that all the promises of God are yea and amen.
Amen.
By Christ, but through us,
yes.
Through you, through
amen.
Me,
amen.
Through us,
yes.
Not without us.
Yes.
No,
amen.
The word has come to us,
amen.
And we believe
amen.
The word.
Amen.
And at the return of Christ, it will be manifested that the word becomes a reality to us. And our bodies shall be changed into immortality. And we shall be with the Lord forever and ever. Once again, I admonish you. I ask you in the name of the Lord. Don't follow a man.
Amen.
Don't go into different directions. Don't believe interpretations.
Amen.
Don't believe explanations.
Amen.
Believe Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Believe the word of God.
Amen.
Respect the word of God.
Amen.
And you will have part in the final outpouring of the Holy Spirit as James the apostle was writing in chapter 5, we who wait for the return of Christ know that the Lord will send the former and he will send the latter rain.
Amen.
And we're at the harvest time.
Amen.
At the harvest time,
yes.
The harvest is ripe.
Amen.
The harvest is ripe.
Amen.
And the combine will come by. As Brother Branham said, 17 times speaking about the harvest and about the combine. And as it is written, the Lord will take the wheat into his garner, and the chaff will also go its way. Beloved, I believe with all my heart. As certain as we have only preached and taught the word of God, the true seed is the word of God. Luke 8, verse 11. And we have shared the true word of God. We place the seed of God into the souls of the redeemed, into the souls of the overcomers.
Amen. Amen.
And they will overcome by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
And by the word of their testimony. And I claim every soul present for the kingdom of God, for the bride of Jesus Christ. Receive the final blessings during the time of preparation for the return and for the rapture. May the blessings of Almighty God rest upon all ministering brothers. May all be blessed who share the true food, the true word, in every country, every tribe, every language. O Lord, open our eyes that we might see what you're doing right now. May something happen now. Lord, right now, right now, right now, let it happen with everyone present and everyone who hears the word of God and believes. They shall never be as they were before, because this is the time the Lord has made for all of us to take new courage, to be strengthened, and to follow Christ, and to be ready for his return. And we say, Maranatha. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And they that hear, let them say, come, Lord Jesus. Come in our time. We love to see your appearing and be part in the rapture. To you, the only true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, the only true God, we say, praise, honor, and glory will give unto you in the precious and holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And dear Lord, I just have to say it again. I claim every soul to be part in the bride of Jesus Christ, to be ready for the return of the bridegroom. My God, may we take our lamps, but also the container to refill. And dear Lord, I thank you for refilling our lamps through all these years. And we just thank you for completing your work of redemption in our day and time. Blessed are the eyes that see. Blessed are the ears that hear. Blessed are the hearts that believe. Stay blessed in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, until we meet in glory in Jesus' holy name. Amen. You may be seated. The Lord God bless you and be with you. And we also love to give greetings to our two brothers, especially Brother Michael. He is having a special ministry to all the Islamic countries, and he's just about to take a trip again to Kuwait and to the different countries in the Gulf region. And God is blessing in a marvelous way. He just told me yesterday that the whole church, the pastor and his wife, and all will be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So also in the Islamic countries, the Lord God has his people. And pray, if time shall be with us, in October and in November, I'm still to make a trip to South America and then a trip to Pakistan. You heard about the tremendous meetings we had in Pakistan. 8,000 people were gathered in an Islamic country to hear the word of God. And beloved, if I would tell you what God has done, God is calling the last ones, and the return of our Lord is imminent. May God bless Brother Michael especially. May God bless Brother Emmanuel for all of India and for all who will hear the message from their lips, and also all the other brothers from Atlanta and from anywhere and everywhere. And may God bless us all and be with us all. Pray for me that the Lord will give me enough bodily strength to still continue until he comes. God bless you. Thank you for coming. Amen.